4. If Liam hadn't made me leave, I don't know how long I would have stayed on the bank of the pool beneath the willow.
The danger of Farry,
he told me after the second time we made love,
is that the longer you stay, the harder it becomes to leave.
I moaned, nestling my cheek on his broad chest. Would that be so bad? He propped himself up on his elbow and looked down at me. The sunlight brought out red highlights in his dark hair and green sparks in his black eyes, neither of which had been there when he'd been Liam. I wondered if this is how he'd looked when he was mortal, when he'd been a human boy whom the Fairy Queen had stolen away to Fairy, where he'd lived so long he lost his human self and became an incubus. But of course he didn't look like a young boy. He had the body of Adonis, and his eyes looked as ancient as if he had in fact been that god. Looking into them, I saw the centuries he'd passed here under the unchanging sky of Fairy, slowly losing his humanity, becoming this creature who must feed on human life to feel anything.
You would not like what you'd become here, Calyx.
He pronounced my full name with an Irish lilt, Calyx.
Without human contact, the Fae are bloodless creatures, beautiful but unfeeling, ageless but with none of the fire of youth.
A trill of laughter interrupted him. That sounds pretty youthful to me, I said, punching his arm playfully. Are you sure you don't want to get rid of me so you can hook up with one of the Undines? He made a face.
Those poor creatures. One can only pity them. Sure, the young ones come back full of the zest and fire they've absorbed in the muck and mire of the human world.
I remembered the taste of raspberry on the young Undine's lips.